Time now for your letters, and dozens of you commented on our two-part report on soda in America. Many of your emails were in response to my interview with Maureen Story. She's Senior Vice President for Science Policy at the American Beverage Association. Story said soft drink shouldn't be blamed for the country's obesity problems. She said Americans eat too much overall and don't exercise enough. And she pointed to the fact that soda is 90% water.
There are some studies that show that, particularly with children, children who have been exercising may not drink enough water to get back to the hydration point that they need to be at. So with a little bit of flavoring and a little bit of sweetness, they will drink enough then to get back to where they need to be.
Well, Matt Maynor of Barhamsville, Virginia, found that comment amusing. He writes, while listening to her tout the benefits of reaching for a refreshing glass of what is essentially a sugar-laden diuretic for post-exercise rehydration, I couldn't help but think of the old Saturday Night Live skit called Consumer Probe. And Mr. Maynor recalls, in it, Dan Aykroyd plays a toy manufacturer whose products include Bag of Glass, Bag of Vipers, Bag of Sulfuric Acid, Mr. Skin Grafter, and his favorite, the Johnny Space Commander mask, which consisted of a plastic bag that was to be worn over the head. Thanks for the laughs.
Kathleen Aller of Gaithersburg, Maryland, thanked us for the story as well, but she didn't like the implication that juice is a healthy alternative to soda. She writes, well, juice in very moderate quantities is slightly healthier than soda. It too packs a walloping sugar punch. Switching from soda to juice is expensive and quite as likely as soda to lead to obesity, diabetes, and other health risks. She adds, keep pushing that water, preferably in refillable bottles.
Finally, Kathleen Lamantia of Massillon, Ohio, writes this. Here in the Midwest, we have absolutely no worries about soda because we don't drink it. We drink pop.
Well, I'm actually from the Midwest, Minnesota,
to
be specific, and we called it soda pop.
Michelle, I'm from New York City, and where I come from, you could call it pop or soda pop. Either way, you were from out of town is where you were from, if you said that.
Or maybe outer space.
Exactly.
Well, we'd love to hear your letters, effervescent or otherwise. Just go to npr.org and look for Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.